I'm Dr. Deb Butler, and you are listening to Thinner Peace in Menopause and Beyond. This is episode number 371. Welcome to Thinner Peace in Menopause and Beyond. This is Dr. Deb Butler, Master Life and Weight Coach, and as always, your coach. If you're a woman and you're smart and you're successful and you've been struggling with weight your whole life, and now menopause is making it harder than ever, and you are ready to make this the last time you ever have to go on a diet again, then this podcast is for you. Stay tuned. Well, hello, all my dear friends all over the world. How are you today? Today is actually Mother's Day when I'm doing this podcast, so it inspires me to want to talk about what Mother's Day means to me and how I can use it as an inspiration for you. And before I get into that, I want to let you all know that the doors to Thinner Peace and Menopause, the group program, will be opening on May 22nd. And if you have been wanting to get in a group program with me, the doors are getting ready to open. So if you decided not to do my 5-day coach training that's going on right now called Train Your Brain, which was one way that you would be able to hear about Thinner Peace and Menopause, you actually can still get on the waiting list if you haven't done it yet, if you would still like to get the lowest price and be the first to sign up before it sells out. So if you're interested in getting in to this group program, all you have to do is go to drdebbutler.com/peace, P-E-A-C. And you can do that in the next couple days, and you will be getting all the information when the doors open before the general public. So drdebbutler.com/peace, P-E-A-C. I always like to use peace whenever I can. The name of the process that I use is Thinner Peace because I don't want you just to try and lose a bunch of weight. I want you to use food to be able to understand yourself better and to really learn how to eat when you're hungry and stop when you're full and be peaceful with it, not at war with it. That's why it's called Thinner Peace. And anytime I can use that word, I use it. So if you want to get on the wait list, drdebbutler.com/peace. Now, what I want to talk to you about today is the whole idea of Mother's Day. So maybe you're a mother, maybe you're not. Probably you had a mother, maybe you knew your mother, maybe you didn't. But this is one thing I know for sure for all of you. You all have the opportunity to be a mother to yourself. And maybe your mother didn't do everything you wanted her to do, or maybe she didn't do anything, or maybe she wasn't even around, or maybe she was the best mother in the whole world. I hear a lot from a lot of my clients of all the things that they wish she would have done, could have done. And I always use it as an opportunity to say, well, then you can do it now. So it's like, what? Whatever you were wishing she would do, whatever it was, do it for yourself now. That's the whole idea of making yourself a priority in your own life. The way you would do that if you had children or you do have children, you prioritize them. Do you know how to prioritize yourself? If you're mothering yourself, then your needs come first, whatever it is. And one of the best questions that I love to ask myself and that I teach my clients is when you're feeling really emotional, that you could ask yourself, sweetheart, what do you need? What do you need? How can I help you? When we're young, that's what we look for an adult to do, to help give us whatever it is that we need. But when we're older, a lot of the times we think we should have it, or we're still hoping our mothers will do it for us. But here's the thing. The only one that can give you what you really need at this point in your life. And I'm talking to most of you who are in your 40s, 50s, 60s, I know 70s, 80s, whatever. But most of you know by now that it's either you do it or nobody does it. And it really is a wonderful opportunity when you're suffering or when you're hurting to be able to ask yourself, what do you need? So for instance, Mother's Day, I am fortunate enough to have my mother alive and well, and I will be going over there soon. And it warms my heart to know that not only am I a mother, not only do I have sisters that are like mothers to me who are my sisters, and I have my mother. And one of the things when I was growing up, I always believed that my mom thought I was fat. I always did. I always thought I could look at her eyes and I could tell what she was thinking about me. And she was always thinking that I was fat. And I would get so mad at her. She never said a word. I want you to know this. She never said a word, but I knew what she was thinking. And it took me really into my 50s to start mothering myself and taking care of myself to tell me how I looked. I was waiting for my mother. Now, here's the interesting thing, because my mom and I are extremely close and we're great friends. And one of the things that she tends to say to me, and I said this on a podcast before, but I love to repeat it, especially on Mother's Day. Most of the times when I go to see her, the first thing that she says to me, the first thing that comes out of her mouth, now, mind you, every now and then she repeats herself, but she's pretty current. And we have lively, inspirational, wonderful conversations. And need I say, she loves to listen to my podcast. She thinks I'm brilliant. That's a nice thing to hear from your mother. I'll tell you that much. But here's the other thing. What she says to me usually, right when I walk in the door and she sees me, and the first thing she always tells me, always, is how much she loves me. And do I know that? How fortunate am I? The next thing that she always says is, I am so proud of you. You have stayed so thin. Now, she says that to me every single day that I see her, and she's been doing it for years. And I told this on a podcast, this story, but I want to say it again because every now and then I would go, why does she keep saying that to me? It would trigger almost the little girl in me that, why is she saying that to me all the time? Does she think I'm fat? I mean, does this stuff ever go away? And the answer is not unless you manage it. And here, what I'm showing you and kind of giving you the little girl version of why does she keep saying that to me? Does she think I'm fat? What is she thinking? So finally, I just said to her, Mom, why do you keep telling me that? You know, my weight's been the same for a long time. And she looked at me and almost she had tears in her eyes. And she just looked at me and she said, Debbie, I know how much you suffered over your weight. And I am so happy for you that you don't suffer with that anymore. And every time I see you, I'm so happy for you. And that's why I keep saying it. And I probably always will keep saying it because it was such a problem for you when you were younger. And I know that. And it is a beautiful thing. And I'm kind of talking in my words, but this is how she talks too. I'm just so happy for you. And boy, I'll tell you, any little trigger I had inside of me went away. And it melted my heart because I know what it's like being a mother, like with my son. I know what he went through when he was little. And I see him and I see what he's like when he's older and how much he's overcome. And I know that feeling. And I could feel my mom's feelings for me when she told me that. Because the reason that I do this podcast, the reason that I do all these programs, the reason that I got into coaching was because of my weight and all the things it brought to the table with it and all of my problems with food. Everything that I talked to you about was a big problem for me that isn't anymore. And when my mom reminds me, because that's all it is to me now, it's a reminder how much I used to suffer and how much I want to help you now. And when my mom listens to my podcast, not only does she tell me she's inspired by what I say, but she knows that I'm telling the truth because she knows what I went through. So I hope that helps you today. not what I went through, but whatever it is that you're going through or whatever it is that you wish from a mother that you had, from a mother that you didn't have. As a mother, if you are a mother, if you're wishing you did something that you didn't do, you still have time to do it. But more than anything else, how can you take better care of yourself now? What do you need? What do you need that you didn't get? Because probably a lot of you would say, oh, I wish my mom would have done this. Whatever it was you wish she did. Like, I think my mom probably couldn't tell me enough. I think she did tell me a lot that I was beautiful. I didn't believe a word she said. All I thought was that she thought I was fat. She never said it, but I always believed it because that's what I believed about myself. And I couldn't get out of that headspace for so many years. And she knows that. She knows the suffering. It's almost like she can't say it enough because she knows how much I suffered. And the same thing for you, wherever you are. If you're suffering like I was, then I hope this podcast is helping you immensely to learn what food actually is for. It's to fuel you. And that all the emotions around your weight and all the emotions that you use with food to fill yourself up are all the things that I teach in my programs and on my podcast. And I'm going to make it short and sweet today, but no matter where you are or what you do, and I'm not going to say about the compassion yet, I really want to talk about just mother yourself. Just give yourself what you need, whatever it is. As you're listening to me right now, just say to yourself, sweetheart, what do you need that will make this day better for you? Because guess what? You can do it. You can give it to yourself. There's nothing that you can't give to yourself if somebody else hasn't given it to you. It's an invitation to do it for yourself. And if you're interested in knowing more about my work or you're ready to take the next step, my group programs don't open up very much, 2 or 3 times a year, and it's getting ready to open. So please go to drdebbutler.com/PEACE, peace. And you know what I mean when I say peace. And you can sign up on the waiting list. And as soon as the information comes out, you'll be the first to hear it. You'll get the best price and you'll be able to sign up. And now I'm going to say, no matter where else you go or what else you do, please, please, please be very, very kind to yourself. And I will see you next week. Bye-bye. If you're loving my podcast and you would like some more information to be able to follow along with, then please go to drdebbutler.com/change and you can get a free copy of my companion book that goes with this podcast that I refer to in many different episodes. That is drdebbutler.com/change, C-H-A-N-G-E.